Thank you for calling Thomas Markle Jewelers in the Woodlands. We look forward to talking with you soon. Please press 1 for our hours and directions. Press 2 for Rolex sales. Press 3 for jewelry sales. Press 4 for repair inquiries. Press 5 for all other calls.
Hi, thank you for calling Thomas Markle Jewelers in the Woodlands. This is Eva speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, it's Emily with RDI. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. Is Rachel available by chance?
Rachel, yes. Let me just place on a brief hold and transfer you over.
Thank you.
Since 1983, Thomas Markle Jewelers has been the most trusted jeweler in Houston. Our family-owned business is driven by an unwavering vision to present the most exquisite jewelry coupled with an unparalleled standard of service. Visit our Woodlands location Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. or our Memorial location Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. I am so sorry. I'm just catching up on my emails and everything, and I saw email just now. Do you still have that call open? I have some options for the lab oval, the longer ones.
Well, actually, I do, but he may be switching gears and looking for a natural oval.
Ah, okay.
More elongated, again, that like 1.5 ratio.
Yep.
Colorless range, VS 2 or above, 2.5-ish carat. I just didn't know if you had anything and kind of what pricing would be on that.
Let's open this up. Let's take a look. I'm so sorry about that. I was kind of in and out those days.
No, that's okay.
So.
Okay.
Let's see. And we're still staying in that same carat weight range?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Please. Well, you have like, what did I put that carat? Cause
2.5 to 3?
Kind of board, so. Yes. Yeah,
okay.
2.5 to 3.
Okay.
That's it.
And we're going to staying colorless, right?
Mm-hmm.
When does he want to come back in?
That's a great question. I need to follow up with him. I just am trying to get an idea of, like, price range
pricing
or something like that.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to be a massive difference. I mean, he knows it's
going to
be a massive difference between lab grown. So I just want to kind of give him an idea of what that pricing would kind of be in natural.
Definitely. Well, I mean, I have a 270 in my New York City office.
Okay.
It's an ESI-1, but a super strong SI-1. It's just small twinning whip and a small little feather, so nothing crazy.
Okay. Not too bad.
No, not at all. It's a 1.45 ratio, so super close. Excellent for $27,000.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have this available.
You need to, like, it's 2.75?
2.70.
270. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm not mad at it. I mean.
No. Excellent. The polish and symmetry. So you're staying with that nice make overall.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me go ahead. Before you send it, because here's the other thing too.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving to our new store within the next week.
That's right.
So I don't want to get diamonds in and then, you know, move with Memo Diamonds in case you need to call them back or anything like that. So let me contact the client, let him know kind of what I found.
And see when.
And see if he's interested. Yeah, and when he would want to come in and view those diamonds.
Okay.
So that way, again, I'm not.
Yeah.
It just makes
me,
you know, nervous.
Totally get
all this merchandise moving.
Oh, yeah. Well, just let me know as soon as you know so that way I don't lose it. You know, if this is the perfect option, I want to make sure I grab it for you.
Okay.
So just keep me posted. And then the other thing is when you guys do move to your new store, I'm going to have to, should I send it to corporate though? I have to have whoever's listed on the GBT, which I think is just Tom. actually sign the paperwork with a new address on it. Because we've had scams in the past, so we have this procedure in place where we have to have the change of address form filled out with the new address and then the person that's on the JBT sign it.
Okay. Okay.
So,
yeah, I would – that's a great question, actually, Emily. Do you have – have you been in contact with our buyer, Ruben, all?
Ruben, yeah.
He would probably be the guy to kind of speak with that
okay.
speak to about that.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'll give him a holler. Don't worry.
But, yeah, he would be able to guide you through that because I'm not sure
okay.
if it would – because if Tom's the one who signed it, he's going to have to sign it again. And Ruben will probably have a easier time of tackling him down the
road. I gotcha. Totally get it. I'll give Ruben a holler. I have a cell phone number, so I'll give him a holler.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Okay,
but in the meantime.
I'll holler at you as soon as I hear.
Yeah, let me know. All right.
Okay. Sounds good, Emily. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.